USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits falling to 837,000 last week, a drop of 36,000 from the previous week, and the fifth week in a row that Americans filed fewer than a million claims. Weekly claims had been well above a million for five straight months because of the pandemic. The nation's two biggest airlines furloughing over 32,000 workers today, American and United, saying they will be ready to call people back once there's a deal done to bail out the industry. After Monday's failure to launch, they were hoping to get a SpaceX Starlink mission underway this morning, but
we've had an abort to a out-of-family ground sensor reading.
NASA speak for it's a technical problem. On Monday, it was a problem with the weather that prevented a launch. 60 more Starlink satellites are supposed to eventually make their way into orbit. And this is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
So the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
A fourth person has been killed by the Zog fire in Northern California. That and the glass fire still raging uncontained after starting on Sunday. Nearly 30 million people in California are also under heat advisories. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Milwaukee police are investigating after 15 people were shot in the city in separate incidents yesterday. Seven people were injured in one shooting at the Serenity Funeral Home on West Fond du Lac Avenue in the city. And several other shootings occurred as well. Only one arrest had been made at last check. A group of Disney employees heading to California's capital. They're hoping to get Governor Gavin Newsom to sign a bill that would guarantee the recall and retention of hospitality workers. The federal government will be keeping running into the holiday season at least. President Trump last night signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to pay its bills through December 11th. Otherwise, without the passage of that bill by the House last week and the Senate yesterday, we would have seen the government run out of money at midnight last night. FedEx is hiring for the holidays. The shipping giant says it's adding more than 70,000 positions to help with the holiday season, including nearly 3,400 positions in Memphis alone. FedEx officials say they believe this holiday season is going to be the company's busiest holiday season ever, saying that most people are ordering things online this year, and it's only going to get busier at Christmas. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.